Previously on Algoa FM.
Live in studio, I have Justin Erasmus, station commander of the NSR in Gqeberha, Station 6, and Judy Fenter, the PR and guest speaker for the Eastern Cape for the NSRI. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Rochelle. Thank you so much for having us.
Morning, Rochelle. Morning, listeners.
So I want to know, Judy, who and what is the National Sea Rescue Institute? Because we hear that a lot in the news. The NSRI said this. A spokesperson of the NSRI said this. Tell us a little bit more about that.
100%. So the NSRI is a charity that saves lives on South African waters. We are passionate about reducing drowning in South Africa. And we do that through a two-pronged approach. That is through our active water rescue and through our water safety initiatives and drowning prevention initiatives that we have set up. It is an incredible organization. It's been founded since 1967. We have over 55 stations around the country, mostly along the coastline, but inland stations on waterways as well, some of our inland dams. And what's really, really surprising and fantastic is all the stations are actually operated and managed by volunteers. So every single person that goes out on a rescue is a volunteer. No one is paid at that level.
Wow. That is phenomenal, just what they do and give. And we were chatting about this off air and how passionate we are about what we do. And like you said, you wouldn't be able to not love what you do and do it.
Yes, absolutely. And all those volunteers, you know, you can't just go out to sea or go out and save someone's life without a huge investment to their community. And that comes with extensive training. They have to put in hours and hours of training in order to be able to do everything second nature.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, Commander, I want to know a little bit more about the NSRI Gqeberha 15-meter offshore rescue craft. It sounds very intense, is it?
It is. It's a very exciting project. We've been working on this for a couple of years, probably 5 years now. And it's our turn at last. We are expecting our 14.8-meter offshore rescue craft, Rescue 6, has been built in Cape Town, and she's finally finished. She's going through her sea trials at the moment. And if everything goes well, she'll be on her way up to us on Monday.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's soon, yeah.
Okay,
so she'll be here on Tuesday afternoon.
And what is her role?
Okay, her role is to replace the old rescue vessels that we had. We had the Breed class rescue vessels. Mm. And it's become necessary to replace the older vessels because they are over 40 years old.
Sure.
And so we embarked on a mission to try and find what we're going to be using and looking to the future, what we're going to be using for the next 40 years in terms of technology and safety and crew comfort. This is a big upgrade with the Ork. It just means that it's much more comfortable for the crew. Your crew don't get as tired, so when you get to the actual rescue, where it be 50 or 60 miles away, your crew is still fresh, so they can still perform their duties and then bring the casualties back.
And I think that gives community just sort of a peace of mind to know that this is fresh, it's brand new, and you will be fresh in it as well.
That's correct. Yeah, our capabilities are just going to be expanded. The distance that we can go offshore, the time we can spend out at sea, all that type of thing, and also the safety aspect is the most important.
That's brilliant. Now, we have the Celebrate a Life campaign. Tell me a little bit about that campaign.
Yes, so this is a community vessel. You know, the NSRI is a charity and we rely on everybody for donations in order to do the work that we do for our rescue vessels to go out to sea to save lives on South African waters. Mm. So we've come up with this beautiful campaign called Celebrate a Life, where you can make a donation to the NSRI. It's a 1,000 rand donation, and you can have your name or the name of one of your loved ones actually printed in the lettering on the vessel. So the vessel has a call sign, and our call sign is Rescue 6. That is because our station is Rescue 6. Mm-hmm. And the boat will have the lettering on that, and all the names of all the donors will be within that lettering. So every time we go to sea to save someone's life, your loved one's name will be with us.
Oh, that is very special. And where can they find more information to get involved?
The best place to look for that information is on our website, nsri.org.za. I'll repeat that, nsri.org.za.
Thank you so much. Any last words, Judy?
Yes, absolutely. And as the boat arrives, we will start having small group tours where you can come and visit us, and we'll take you around the station, we'll take you onto the boat, we'll teach you a little bit more and show you, and just become part of our station. I mean, be invested in it. We're there for the community, and you know, we just want to thank everybody who's been part of our journey and welcome aboard.
And any last words from you, Commander?
Yeah, just a big thank you to the support that we do get. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Justin Erasmus, Station Commander of NSRI Station 6, Gqeberha, and Judy Venter, the PR and guest speaker of the NSRI in the Eastern Cape.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.